Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized.
For that terror attack overseas.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen. Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. It is 8:40, not 8:30, 8:40 on the East Coast, and it is 7:40 in Texas, because as I made this joke last time, they need their own time zone. And it is Tuesday evening, which means that it is once again time for the most edutainment podcast about Islam on the internet with my favorite co-host and my favorite imam and yours too, Imam Azhar.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to all our listeners tonight. We're here live once again on Facebook. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for your questions. We thank you for your comments. And we're looking forward to another 27 minutes of mind-boggling, mind-altering, hopefully allowing for conversation to grow from this podcast. That's what we're all about. And thank you, Carl, for those kind words. And let's get down to it tonight, inshallah.
Sorry, I wasn't ready. I'm getting ready to tweet the link out. That's what I was doing. But that's fine. Let's jump right into it tonight, and we'll come back to this. So our poll this week, which if you would like to watch and you would like to take part in so that you can help steer the direction of the show, because this show is for you guys, and it is really all about you and what you guys want to hear about, was posted this week, and the results weren't quite what we were hoping, but here it is. This week's polls, it's time for another poll, blah, blah, blah. And our options were, what's up with California? Can Americans really count? And what is Trumpy Bear? Now, for those of you that don't know what Trumpy Bear is, hold on here. Let me just make some switches. There we go. Assuming Facebook does not shut us down for copyright infringement while I'm doing this, we have a two-minute video, and Imam Azhar, I don't know if you'll be able to see this, but I know you'll be able to hear it, because this was taking the internet by storm. Here is Trumpy Bear.
The wind whispered through the forest, a storm is coming, you cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice, I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear, the fearless, super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket. Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear sits proudly at the front of the motorcycle for all the world to see and loves to cruise with his brother.
I'm a former Marine and I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Everyone knows Trumpy Bear loves to go to the golf course.
When I ride with Trumpy Bear, he makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Simply style his trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
When America is great, business is great. When business is great, I am great. I love you, Trumpy Bear.
I am an Army veteran. I am proud to own the Trumpy Bear, and I will always be proud to be an American.
Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear for only two payments of $19.95 and receive a special certificate of authenticity. Don't miss out on owning a piece of American history. Order now for only two payments of $19.95. Trumpy, the most fearless bear anywhere. Order now.
Now, as much as I would love to say that that is a farcical commercial and it is not a real item, that was trending on Twitter yesterday, and it really is an actual item that you can go buy for two payments of $19.95 right now. And with that, I'll throw it back to you as I tweet the link.
Well, thank you for that, Carl, and I apologize. Well, to our listeners, once again, where are we as a nation? Where are we as a people in the world that we call home? Before I engage in Trumpy Bear sentimentalism, patriotism, and who loves this nation more than the others, I want to take a moment to express my concern, our concern, and also send our prayers to those in California who are facing the worst wildfires in 80 years. Hundreds of properties have been destroyed, over 30 people have been killed, and the numbers are only going to rise. In the midst of this, as people who love our nation and people who love one another, as we call America our home collectively, we pray to Allah the Almighty that he helps us in taking these fires out, protecting property and lives, and allowing the community to rally together to rebuild that part of society that was lost. At the same time, we are watching closely at the recounts of election, where fraud is being used as a word by certain people in government. Where in actuality, the case is very simple. Let every vote count. Anyone who's voted, allow their vote to be counted. Allow their ballot to be accepted. Allow their voice to be heard, as this is a free society where people have not only an opportunity, but they have a right and an obligation to vote. And so those votes should be understood and they should be respected. At the same time, want to also express our love and admiration and respect to the families of the family members who 100 years ago this month had participated in World War I, and all the other members of military, including you, Brother Carl, who have served our country and who have served humanity for the sake of upholding goodness and to do away with tyranny and evilness and wickedness. My last name is Subedar, and we come from a family of military officers that served under Queen Victoria during that war. And so we hold that title with honor, and we understand the sacrifices that our ancestors and great-grandparents went through in order to do what was best for their people at that time. That was important for me to say because this Trumpy Bear kind of either fits into this discussion or is a thorn in this discussion. So as I said, the question that's being asked right now for Americans are, how patriot are you? How true are you to this nation? Are you a true patriot or are you a false or farce patriot? People want to judge that and they feel they have the right to make those decisions accordingly. If you honor our veterans and you honor the lives that have been lost and the families that have been broken and the fathers and mothers that lost their lives and children who are growing up without their parents and brothers and siblings and loved ones because of the call to duty, then you not only love your country, you love humanity. If you are concerned about what's happening in California and the fires that are burning forests and houses down, then you're not just a lover of this country, you're a lover of humanity. If you are concerned about what's happening in our election process and you are on the side that making sure that every person that mailed in their ballot or they went in person to give their vote and that those ballots are stuck in boxes right now and have not yet been counted, have the right to be counted, you not only love your country, you love humanity. And if you are appalled and worried about how a security guard had subdued a shooter only to be shot and killed himself, then you're not just a lover of the country, you're a lover of humanity. As I told you, Raw Islam was not presented to be a wind-up of the daily, weekly news. Rather, we were trying to focus on issues and matters that pertain to us as human beings, and also that is in respect to Islam and the teachings of Islam. How can we understand where Islam stands on issues by peeling away the onion of culture and rituals and things that have assimilated into Islam, so we could see Islam's stance on those issues and not people or culture or other things. But every week we end up somewhat falling into issues because we feel the issues that we're talking about kind of align with the values of Islam and the religion, and of course uphold or promotes goodness for humanity as a whole. And as I said in the beginning, and I try to say every week, we want to spark discussions. We want this podcast to serve as a means for you to have this and many more discussions around the table, in your friend circle, at your home, at your workplace, wherever it may be. It's imperative that we have these discussions. Trumpy Bear. What's Trumpy Bear all about? It's all about our sentimentalism. As a nation here in America, we are very sentimental people. And again, it's nothing wrong, but it can somewhat deceive us, because in our expressing love to our nation and to stand up for our nation and the ideals and values, what it stands for, and we love the flag, we respect the flag, this is a continuous discussion from the time that football players have been kneeling when they were people of color, but not when they were kneeling as people who are not of color, and when they did it for reasons that other people justified to be okay. But as athletes of color were kneeling, it was considered, and it's still considered by many, including our number 45, as disrespect to our nation and disrespect to our flag. By wearing a hat, am I a true patriot? By wearing an American flag underwear, bra, t-shirt, pants, am I a true patriot? By holding the flag or tying the flag up to our F-150s or our Camaros or even our Camrys. I don't know if I've seen anyone do that with a Camry, but am I a true patriot? When it comes to honoring America, honoring this nation, honoring its people, what is the true honor? And so the Trumpy Bear, as Carl said, is a product that I till now did not know of. But I'm not surprised, because I feel that some people really want to monetize on so-called patriotism by making other people feel that you're only good if you do this. Of course, it's sarcasm. Of course, the hair on the bear shows exactly what it's trying to represent. And the red hat is the cherry on the cake. But fellow friends of this country and from around the world, never let... Respect your country. You know, Pakistan is a country for all its people. Egypt is a country for all its people. Niger is a country for all its people. Indonesia is a country for all its people. Saudi Arabia is a country for all its people. America is a country for all its people. Our love for our nation should not allow us to demonize others from within the same nation. Human species, because we are truly one family, and if we like it or not, if we accept it or not, according to the religious understanding, we all came from Adam and Eve, and we're the first two human beings, so we all are related one way or another, even though that our colors, our tribes, our nations may differ. That being said, America's in a
So I'm going to jump in here because I am not sure what is going on with his internet this evening. This is actually very abnormal. Normally when we're doing this, his internet doesn't cut in and out like that. But we're having a new issue tonight, and I'm not sure what it is. He seems to be jumping around there a little bit. But anyway... Let's go ahead and get to some comments while we're waiting for a good connection on his end, I guess. We have one comment from Ariana that says, I greatly appreciate that you emphasize the idea of loving your neighbor. So no matter how different they are. So love your neighbor no matter how different they are. Thank you for that comment, Ariana. Imam Azhar, if you're back with us at full strength, can you wave? Nope, he is not back. He is frozen again. That's very interesting. This is not something normal that we go through.
And I apologize, I just got you back, Carl.
There he is.
Sorry, I just got you back. I think we are facing some internet issues here at the center right now. I did not hear the entirety of the comment that you just said, but I heard the hind end of it. And again, why don't we talk about these things? Why don't we really emphasize that when we celebrate the historical accomplishments, the sacrifices, the achievements, the birthday of our nation, why can't we do it together? Why do we feel even at those moments we're separate? Why do you feel at that moment that we are better than others? Why do we have to feel that moment we are true to the nation and others aren't? I remember someone sent an email about how certain Muslims of the city don't go out to July 4th celebrations. Hence, they're not patriots and they don't love this nation. And hence, they should what, Carl? They should
go back where they came from.
I love you for that, mashallah. See, exactly. Go back from where you came from. We can't go back to the womb of our mother. And so that's not possible. If anyone could prove that you can go back into the womb of your mother, then that's our only option, because truly doesn't matter what color your passport is, doesn't matter where which visa you hold, doesn't matter if you're a citizen or a green card holder, we are all citizens of this earth. This is our home. And that's exactly what was emphasized in the Parliament of World Religions. We are one family as people. Our religions shouldn't be a defining factor of who's human and who's not. We have our beliefs. We have our ways. We have our traditions. We have our practices. But none of them, regardless if it's from the Abrahamic faiths or beyond, none of them, to my understanding, call for the demonizations of all others who don't fit the criteria. So this is America. This is where we are right now. It's a sad time, but it's also a great opportunity in the times that we live in. Do we want to continue down this road of divisiveness and so-called patriotism? Or do we want to actually uphold the values of what it means to be a patriot and not continue to use the flag as a symbol to show our patriotism? Because you know what, Carl? I don't know if many people know this. It's of course, against the law to desecrate or to harm the American flag. Yes or no, Carl?
No, it very much is, and I'm going to cut you off real quick because that was actually, as you were saying it, you were talking about wearing it as a t-shirt and wearing it as underwear and wearing it, and that's actually against the Constitution, and technically that is a crime that you should be punished for. And back to you.
And that's exactly the point I was going to make. And so to our fellow listeners who can actually allow this conversation to go to those who do these things, let them know that this is actually a disrespect to the flag. As for the NFL, they did not do the national anthem and bring out the flag until maybe the 90s, if I'm not wrong. It wasn't something until recent. I think it was actually late 90s or early 2000s. Before that, it was not a practice. So we're not being disrespectful if we question one another. We're not being disrespectful if we try to evaluate where we're going and realign ourselves on the path that we all should be upon. This is not up for debate. The Constitution's not up for debate. The questions that are being posed by people in government, and I'm not going to say their names, you cannot question the Constitution's stance on these things. The Constitution is the binding document that keeps us all together as one nation. We can't rip apart the Constitution, nor can we take pieces and bits and bats out of it and use it to justify what we're doing and to turn down other things that we don't agree with. So again, it is Veterans Weekend. It just passed. And as we remember that 100 years ago was World War I, and many wars have occurred from then till now, and the world is still in wars as we speak, we need to close those discussions. We need to stop these problems. We need to bring about peace. And I think one thing before I hand it back to Carl is, if we are true to our nation, we're true to our world, let's promote and pursue peace. And that peace can only be applicable in the grand scale of things if we could bring peace within our own nation first. Our nation is divided. Yes, we're separated when it comes to politics. We see how the votes went. They're almost 50-50 in many places, which is fine. We can be divided when it comes to our ideologies and who is better suited to lead our nation. But we should never be divided when it comes to the legitimacy and authenticity of our people as one nation as a whole.
So there is actually just there is one thing that I would like to point out, and it really kind of hit home as you were talking for me, was you were talking about this last weekend was Veterans Day weekend. It was Armistice Day. And it was a time to commemorate the ending of World War I, and it was a time to come together and thank our veterans. I was actually at a function over the weekend, and I heard that less than 5% of Americans have actually worn a military uniform and had volunteered. So there's 95 to 90% of America that doesn't know what veterans actually go through. And so for me, Veterans Day is a very important day as a veteran myself. But to tie this back into what you were saying a minute ago, you were talking about especially Florida, where some of the votes are just not being counted, especially the mail-in votes, they're just not being counted. But I remember when I was serving on active duty, and I was on a boat, and I was in the middle of nowhere, we had to get our mail by helicopter. And I remember voting. It wasn't John McCain. I forget who I voted for. But I voted for somebody because I had to have an absentee ballot because I wasn't in the state at the time because I was on military duty. And to watch the news and to have people say, I heard it this morning, they're saying that, oh, these ballots still haven't come in. And because they're not here now, we're just going to discard them. In my head, the equation that I'm putting together is, you're in the military, you're overseas, it's taking longer for your mail to get to us, so we're not going to count your ballot. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, beyond what you just said, and our listeners could correct me if I'm wrong, I think POTUS said today or yesterday that the military shouldn't vote, and their votes shouldn't be counted. Again, we're talking about patriotism here. Those who are on the red side of politics that feel that it is daylight robbery because the blue team is saying that everyone's vote should be counted, I want to flip this. If things were against the blue team, it was against the red team, the Republicans, and the Democrats had a lead, and we found out that there was tens of thousands of votes that had not been counted yet, I would stand with the Republicans who would say, we need to count every vote, because that's just the right thing. It's not that Democrats are trying to find a way out here and trying to squeeze through their vote or their candidate. No, it's just fair that our military personnel, our soldiers, men and women in uniform around the world who have a duty and a right to vote should vote, and their votes, along with the votes of a 70-year-old lady who voted absentee ballot from rural area of Mississippi, everyone's vote should be counted. That's how our politics functions. That's how we express our love for our nation. No one's vote should be canceled, left out, abandoned, discarded, because it just doesn't look right for where the process is going. No, the process is the right candidate will be chosen once everyone's vote is collected. So summing it up here tonight, Carl, as we talk about Trumpy Bear, we talk about the divide in our nation, we talk about sentimentalism, and we talk about patriotism. We have to remind ourselves being patriot means being loving and caring, open arms to everyone who comes to our borders. As Trump said himself, I'm not against people coming to this country. I want them to come legally. And hence, as I said last week, the people who are coming from South America have just reached Mexico, are still hundreds of miles away from American border, where 5,600 troops are waiting to, I don't know, do what they have to do. But remember, seeking asylum is the right way. They're not a caravan, they're asylum seekers. And there's a reason why they're coming, and we can maybe put that on the poll for next week's discussion. But again, people are coming not because they're looking for more or for better. They're looking for a start because their own nations, their own homes, their own world has been destroyed. And as a nation of compassion and love and open arms and the Statue of Liberty, we have to help in whichever way we can. I'm not saying open our borders for everyone. I'm not saying let everyone out, let everyone in without being vetted. I'm not at that level, and nor do I have the authority to say that. But I'm saying love and compassion should not leave our hearts as Americans, and especially as humans.
So you have a question from the Facebook room, the room of the book face. I believe the brother's name is Adel, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sharif, I can pronounce his last name. Mr. Sharif says, Salam Imam, I hope you guys are doing well. I was interested in any sunnahs, hadith, or story that show the Prophet or any other figures that shed light into patriotism or pride for country identity, etc., that can apply today's world. Any lessons that we can learn, and I hope that everyone else learns these lessons as well. And Ariana just posted another question, but I think I'll address her question offline.
Well, to answer Adil's questions, Walaikum Salam Adil, he's a good friend. The family's very close family to us, and mashallah, he's one of my students. To respond to that, Adil, your question is spot on, because it's actually talking about the real solution. What we're trying to understand today is where we are, and hopefully once we can understand where we are, we can start working towards where we need to go. Our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, dismantled tribalism, racism, prejudice, and all the other lines, those isms, that would separate people from another. And I think what has happened over time, as we became a nation that wanted to be identified as our own people, which at the face value of it wasn't bad, but we're seeing now where it can be harmful. When we're trying to say we are better than the world, to some extent, yes, we have a lot of perks and benefits and good things that the world doesn't have the luxury of. But now we've turned on each other because of that same goodness. So I want to address it by saying, if we can reassess what we call patriotism, and that to be not just me and my color or my people or people who are like-minded, but people who all call this place home, then we could go on the path of breaking down those isms and saying, you know what? We're still one human race. It doesn't matter which part of the world you live in. Because in Islam, you're still a human being. You still have rights. No one can violate your property, your blood, your family. It's just not acceptable. But that discussion will only make sense when we can reevaluate where our nationalistic pride has taken us as a people, and that is, it's turning us on each other. So that's not really the best thing, and that's not where we want to be as a nation. Once we can break out of that cocoon, we can then start saying, you know what? It's not just about us being Americans as the 330 million people in this country, but rather we can be part of the human world. And inshallah, we can hopefully lead in bringing forth that goodness and understanding for people of all races and all religions and all colors, inshallah.
Inshallah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of another episode of Raw Islam with Imam Azhar. I want to thank you, everybody, for watching and joining us this evening. I want to thank everybody for the comments, the likes, the shares. Make sure you go to Twitter. I love the preview that I have when I do that because it looks like I'm like coming right through the screen. Make sure you go to Twitter and you look for the Venn Network. VennNetwork. Because Monday afternoon we'll be posting another poll where you can help direct what we're going to talk about next Tuesday evening on this show. Make sure you head over to vennetwork.org. You check out all of the other shows out there. Like, share, comment. You know, you might have somebody in your circle that isn't watching one of our other shows or maybe this show. Make sure you share it with them so that they get to enjoy it as well. And until next week, everybody, simply remember that Trumpy Bear is real and you can purchase it for two payments of $19.95. It is not a fake commercial. And we will say, Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.